The year is 1971. I just want to celebrate. The city's three high schools and their football teams have just merged. Two are nearly all white, one nearly all black.
Was kind of excited about it.
Earl Cook played cornerback.
You may not ever love each other, but you will respect each other. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I think that was the hard-fought lesson, is that you have to be tolerant enough in life to live together.
That was the message from his coach, Herman Boone, played in the film by Denzel Washington. In many cases, the coach tells me, it worked.
I mean, you just don't see a white kid come up and tell a black kid, your mama's so fat she ain't even got a neck. You know what I mean? And both of them laugh. Going up to the spirit in the sky. One kid told me, first time he invited a black kid to his house, the mother threw the spoon away. And inside of a year, the mother was calling that same black kid her son. Why been
smiling lately? Of course, back then, no one thought a movie about the experience would be made, but in recent years, former players began to hear talk of a script.
At first, you know, I thought it was a joke, really.
Terry Thompson was a Titan defensive end.
Oh, that's all I hear every day. When's the movie coming out? When's this coming out? Are you in the movie? And I say, of course I am. I'm boy. Every time he says boy, what's wrong with you, boy? That's me.
Get up, boy, get up, get up, get up.
You smile. Why are you smiling?
Football's fun.
You think football is fun?
Yes, no.
No?
Certainly, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
no, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Zero fun, sir.
All right.
Hollywood certainly had no problem with 1971 hairstyles or music. But how close did the filmmakers get to the actual story? Former Titans Bob Luckett and Avery Morton tell me, pretty close.
There was a transformation of the team. There was a transformation of the coaching staff. There's a transformation of the community. And that's what people need to see.
And any time that a team unites under one common cause, it just shows that all measures of racism and hatred can be overcome.
These and other former players are also proud of the film. Rufus Littlejohn hopes Remember the Titans sends a message to young people.
You never know when it's going to come around full circle and somebody's going to remember how valuable your contribution was to whatever.
I don't need you under my face.
I don't care if you like each other or not, but you will respect each other.
I want you to tell me something about one of your teammates.
I'm rooming with Blue, sir. He wears those leopard spotted underwear, bikini style, sir.
Okay, maybe somebody who's not your woman.
Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts praised the film for, in his words, appealing to the highest potential of the human spirit. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer.
I just love the characters. I love the fact that it was a true story. I love the fact that it changed the way people think in this particular town, the way how these two coaches got these players to come together and overcome racial barriers to become winners.
And if you decide to take the trip back to 1971 at your local theater, Coach Boone says it will be a potent visit.
If you're successful in holding back a tear, you're a hard, cold individual. The old saying, the truth hurts. That's what you're going to see. It's going to hit you right in the face.
Greek mythology, the Titans were greater even than the gods.
We're going to change the way we run.
They ruled their universe with absolute power.
We're going to change the way we block.
For that football field out there tonight, that's our universe.
We're going to change the way we win.
You don't let anything, nothing, come between us.
We are team.
I'm Brennan Hazelton for Issues.